With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. As of today, tariffs on steel and aluminum imports from most countries have risen to 50%. President Trump says the U.S. has allowed itself to be ripped off by its trading partners for way too long, and he is determined to put a stop to it. The president says the U.S. economy is booming, and there seems to be a growing body of evidence to back that claim. Instead of 3.8% now, the Fed estimates the economy grew 4.2% in the most recent quarter. A pleasant surprise, says Heritage Foundation economist Stephen Moore.
It's like a cannonball out of a cannon. I was shocked by it. People are spending again. Businesses are investing again.
Moore speaking with the Salem Radio Network. Former Doge Chief Elon Musk has come out against the president's budget and tax cut bill now being debated by the Senate. Senate Majority Leader John Thune.
We obviously respect everything that Elon did with Doge. On this particular issue, we have a difference of opinion. And I think it's rooted in the fact that he's accepting the CBO assumptions that are built upon a static scoring assessment of the effect, the macroeconomic effect, growth effect, that these changes will have on our economy.
Iran's supreme leader is rejecting President Trump's demand that Tehran halt uranium enrichment as part of a deal with the U.S. to lift economic sanctions on the Islamic Republic. The family of the Egyptian national accused of a fiery anti-Semitic attack in Boulder, Colorado, has been detained by immigration officials. The man's wife and five kids face possible deportation. Parts of the country's midsection, including Missouri, have been pummeled by fierce storms, bringing destructive winds as well as flash flooding. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are higher. Dow futures are up 59 points. The Nasdaq futures ahead 22 points. This is SRN News. Transgenderism is pushing high school sports into the spotlight.
ESPN does not cover the nation's preps as a rule, but when a boy won two gold medals at the California State Track Championships this past weekend in girls' events amidst protests from parents, the story appeared on ESPN. At the Oregon State Finals, two girls walked off the podium rather than appear with a boy who had taken the gold medal from them, and suddenly local high school sports is a flashpoint in the national debate over the future of female athletics. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A man who burned a copy of the Quran outside the Turkish consulate in London has been convicted of a religiously aggravated public order offense and fined. Free speech groups say the verdict amounts to a violation of freedom of expression, and they vow to appeal. The judge found that the man's conduct was provocative and likely to have caused harassment, alarm, or distress, and that it was motivated at least in part by a hatred of Muslims. This is SRN News. More job openings than expected in the month of April.
The Labor Department reports that employers posted 7.4 million job vacancies in April, up from 7.2 million in March. Economists had expected openings to drift down to 7.1 million. But the number of Americans quitting their jobs, a sign of confidence in their prospects, fell, and layoffs ticked higher. Openings remain high by historical standards, but have dropped sharply since peaking at 12.1 million in March 2022, when the economy was recovering from COVID-19 lockdowns. John Scott reporting.
A man who identifies himself as a New Orleans jail escapee has released videos on social media while still on the run from authorities. A senior law enforcement official says they're convinced those videos are the real deal. They searched a house where they believe they were recorded, but no sign of the fugitive. More details at srnnews.com.